Peace out and peace within.
Welcome to Peace Out. I'm Chanel. Did you try out the grounding exercise that we practiced last time? Using our five senses, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, and naming three things for each one. It can be so helpful to do this when you're feeling super upset or anxious. If you want to find out more about this grounding exercise, listen to our episode called Ground Level. Okay, let's get going. Let's start by listening to Bailey's safe space.
Hi, my name is Bailey Barbie. I'm 6 years old. I live in Houston, Texas. My safe space is watching Netflix in my mom's bed. My happy space is playing with my brother, and my calm space is playing outside. Bye.
Thanks, Bailey. I like watching Netflix too. And I'm sure that your brother loves playing with you too. Bailey and her brother said that they listen to Peace Out before they go to bed to calm down and relax. Thank you, Bailey and brother. We didn't get your name. I hope you enjoy this one. I wanted to say hello to Penny too, who says she has about 56 people in her family, and they all love Peace Out. Hello to Penny and your 56 relatives. If you want to share where you feel safe, or maybe who you feel safe with, send a recording to peaceout@bedtime.fm, and you might hear yourself on a future Peace Out episode. Let's do the calm down countdown. I'm going to count down from 10. Every time you hear a number, take a deep breath in through your nose, and then when you hear the chime that sounds like this, start breathing out slowly. If you want, close your eyes. Sit up tall. Are you ready? 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. What is something that you love to do? For some of us, we love to read. Or we like to play basketball. Or cricket. Or do gymnastics. Or paint. Or help others. Or take care of our pets. Think of one thing that you love to do. Are you better at doing this now or when you first started? Most likely, the answer is that you can do it better now. Why? Because of practice. Because you kept trying, right? Let's try this. Stretch your legs out in front of you. Maybe pretend to walk your legs and adjust your seat so you're more comfortable. Now, bend one knee up, foot is on the floor. Cross that foot over the straight leg. So now you have one straightened leg and one bent leg over top. See the side that your bent leg and its toes are pointing? Reach your arms over to the opposite side so that your leg is pointing one way and your arms are reaching the other. Try to touch the ground on that side if you can. Look over that shoulder. Sit up tall. Lift your chin a little and twist. Very nice. Come back to the center and straighten both legs now. Give them a wiggle. Shake out your arms. Let's do the other side. Bend up the other knee now. Cross it over the straight leg. Reach over to the opposite side and touch the ground. Sit up tall, shoulders back, chin a bit lifted, and twist. Great. Straighten your legs again. Wiggle them and shake out your arms. Let's do this one more time. Bend a knee up and cross it over the straight leg. Reach over to the opposite side, twisting. Can you twist a tiny bit further? As long as you're feeling okay, try your best. Okay, straighten your legs again. Wiggle. Shake out your arms. Last side. Bend the other knee up and cross it over your leg. Reach over for the ground and twist. And maybe try twisting a little bit more as long as it feels okay. Do your best. Untwist yourself now. Shake out your arms and legs. Find a comfortable way to sit now, however that looks for you. Thanks for trying that with me, and great job trying your best doing that pose. Humans are able to travel to space today, but it took many, many years and thousands of people working on it and billions of dollars to make it happen. It was a lot of trying different things, testing and experimenting to see what worked and what didn't, and learning from mistakes. But eventually, humans were able to travel safely to space and back to Earth again. And we're still learning and working on going further. What happens if you do try your best, but it's not enough? You tried really hard, but whatever you were trying to do didn't turn out as you thought, or didn't work out at all. What do you do then? Try again. That's right. You don't give up just after one try, no matter how good of a try it is. Everything takes practice, and practice means trying something again and again. Let's practice something else. This one's a bit silly, and I bet some of you have tried this before. Can you pat your head and rub your belly at the same time? Try it. Start patting your head with one hand, and with the other hand, rub your belly. And stop. How'd you do? Okay, let's switch it up. Pat your head with the opposite hand now, and use the other to rub your belly. And stop. A little bit trickier, right? That's okay. You've tried, and now we're going to try it again. Practice it. Using the same hands, pat your head and rub your belly. And stop. Did you do a little better that time? I'm pretty sure you did. So we talked about trying our best and trying again, or practicing. Now, what if you keep trying your best and trying again and again, practicing really hard, and things are still not working out? Well, here's something you can do. Let's stand up now. We're going to need some room around us for this one. So if you're listening with someone else or with your class, make sure everyone is spread out and has enough space. Stand up tall, feet are right under your hips, and your hands are on your hips. Take 3 steps forward. Now pause. Let's pretend that those steps were one of our tries. But now, it seems like this might not be the right direction. It's not really working out for us. So, we pivot. What's pivoting? Let's do it now. Take 1 step forward, keeping the other foot planted to the ground. This didn't seem right either. Let's step back to where we were and step forward again, but this time in a different direction. Try it now. 1 step forward, but keep the other foot planted. Step back again. Step forward in a different direction and come back. We're pivoting. In basketball, pivoting means moving in different directions while keeping 1 foot on the ground. It's a way to change directions, and then, when you're ready or sure that it's the right way to go, you start moving forwards with both feet. You can change feet now and try pivoting with your other foot planted on the ground. Go all around if you want. And if you find a good direction, you can take a few steps forward. You try your best, you try again as you practice something, and if it's still not working, or maybe it's kind of working, you can pivot, change direction. Pivoting means that you're not stopping, you're not giving up, you're just changing direction to see if something else works better. Let's stop now. You can lie down and get comfortable. Let's say the thing you really wanted was to be part of the school musical. After spending weeks memorizing lines and practicing a song, you go to the audition. You try out for the part, trying your very best. The next day, the list is up, but you didn't make it. You tried your best, but it didn't work. How do you do the next step and try again? The musical is already cast and you can't be in it this year now. But that doesn't mean you can't keep practicing your acting and singing for next time, right? Or you can also pivot, change direction. Maybe you can keep practicing your acting and singing and audition again next time. But for this year, this musical, you can ask the teacher if you can help out in another way. Maybe help with the lighting or the tech crew, or help paint sets or making costumes. And while you do that, you can observe the people who did get the parts and learn from them, and learn about putting on a show. Or maybe you pivot again because you've discovered that you absolutely love making costumes and seeing the designs come together and really making the play feel more real because the costumes bring it to life. You find out that you have a talent for costume design and are still an important part of the musical. And next year, instead of trying out to act and sing, you sign up to design the costumes instead. Or do both. There are so many ways that situation could have played out and so many places you could have landed. But in any situation, you'll never get to a place where you'll feel happy and accomplished if you don't try your best. Keep trying and pivot when it makes sense. Put both your hands on your belly now. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and imagine that you're filling up your belly with clean, fresh air. And breathe out through your nose and feel your hands floating down towards the ground. Breathe in again and feel your belly filling up. Now breathe out and float your hands down to the ground. One more time, breathe in, belly up, and breathe out, belly down. Try doing this belly breathing at bedtime when you're lying down in your bed. If you practice this every night, even just a few breaths, it can help you start breathing deeper naturally without even thinking about it. And breathing more deeply will help you calm down, relax, and feel less stressed. A lot of us feel stressed when we're trying something and it's not working. We might feel like we failed. We feel sad or that we're not smart enough or strong enough or good enough. But keep practicing, keep trying. And if you've tried it one way a few times and it's not working, you can always pivot, change directions, or change the way you do it. Pivoting could also mean asking someone for ideas or help. And keep going, keep trying. I'm going to end today with a quote. We don't know who first said this, but I think it really fits well with today's story. Here it is. Excellence isn't being the best, it's doing your best. So, remember to try your best, try again through practice, and pivot to change direction if things are not working. Be excellent. Thank you, excellent listener. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and narrated by Chanel Tsang, who always has to record, erase, record again, erase, and record again and again, and who is always learning and wanting to get better. Peace Out is produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM, who is simply excellent.